Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, December 9th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Despite Microsoft signing 10-year Call of Duty deals with Nintendo and Valve, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission has filed a lawsuit to prevent Microsoft's acquisition of Activision Blizzard. The FTC believes allowing the acquisition would enable Microsoft to suppress competitors to its Xbox gaming consoles and its rapidly growing subscription content and cloud gaming business. Amazon launched Inspire with select customers in the U.S., showing a customized, scrollable feed of photos and short-form videos of products available for purchase. Inspire appears as a light bulb-shaped icon at the bottom of the main Amazon mobile app. Amazon's director of shopping, Oliver Messenger, said it could expand Inspire's social features with sharing options down the line. Researchers with Alphabet's DeepMind published a paper in the journal Science describing a system called AlphaCode, able to solve general programming challenges. This trained in over 700 gigabytes of code from GitHub, with DeepMind tuning the system on running its own programming contest with results fed back into the system. Overall, AlphaCode produced successful programs in challenges in just under a third of cases, although that was able to place in the top 54% of competitors. The researchers noted training AlphaCode was particularly resource-intensive, but showed signs that scaling training resources showed a linear increase in correct solutions. GitHub launched Copilot for Business, an enterprise-focused version of its intelligent code suggestion system. This includes policy controls where admins can prevent code suggestions that match public code from GitHub. GitHub says it won't retain code snippets from Copilot for Business for training the system. Alphabet's drone delivery company Wing opened its new remote operations center in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. This allows operators and pilots to monitor drone flights across different time zones in the U.S. It includes viewing feeds of nests where drones park, charge, and receive payloads from partners. Pilots do not see a live feed from a drone and cannot fly them remotely. Instead, they monitor a map view, observing telemetry data, and looking for bad weather. DJI announced the DJI Mini 3 drone. The 249-gram drone offers 4K video capture at up to 30 frames per second, can stream 720p video up to 6 miles away, and offers up to 51 minutes of flight time. It lacks obstacle avoidance sensors found in the Mini 3 Pro. A bundle with a basic controller is available now for $499, with a drone-only version available in early January for $409. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried said he will testify before the House Financial Services Committee on December 13th. Senate Banking Committee Chair Sherrod Brown threatened to subpoena Bankman-Fried if he did not agree to testify before his Senate committee in a separate hearing on December 14th. According to new guidance from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, companies that issue securities are required to include cryptocurrency asset holdings and risk exposure to the bankruptcy of the cryptocurrency exchange FTX in their public filings. SEC Chair Gary Gensler said the agency would take enforcement actions against firms failing to comply. In an interview with The Verge, Epic Games CEO Tim Sweeney said the company has no plans to make a VR version of Fortnite. He said the game involves intense motion and doesn't work well in VR. He did say Epic would be willing to work with a company like Meta on other metaverse projects. Twitter owner Elon Musk said the company will begin notifying users if the reach of their posts has been limited, sometimes referred to as shadow banning. Musk claims this notification will state the reason why Twitter made the decision and provide an appeals process. Apple and Ericsson reached a cross-licensing agreement on patented cellular standard essential technologies. This settles lawsuits over 5G patents from October 2021. A trial on the lawsuits began this week in the Eastern District of Texas. Amazon updated the Echo Show 15 to now support Amazon Fire TV. The device already supported Prime Video, but it can now work with a wide variety of streaming services with the update. The update also adds support for a virtual remote from your phone, as not all video apps on Fire TV are touch-enabled. IKEA announced a new model in its Symphonisk speaker line with a $260 speaker that doubles as a floor lamp. Like the rest of the line, IKEA developed it in collaboration with Sonos, and it can be paired with other Sonos speakers and soundbars for a stereo system. The new floor lamp speaker ships in January. And finally, the video messaging service Cameo launched Cameo Kids, developed in partnership with Candle Media, letting you buy personalized videos from animated characters like the cast of Cocomelon, Blippi, or Thomas the Tank Engine. Prices range from $25 to $30, with fulfillment in 7 days. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.